is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, last original good guy on the Huntington Bank bad boy. Is that accurate? Good, bad, ugly, Astros weekend. Junkie bad, went to Astros game yesterday. Could ball lands on my 13-year-old daughter's head and bounced over four seats to her right, and this grown man would not give her the ball. Didn't make a big deal about it, but wanted to see y'all's thoughts. Very grown up of you, mature of you, not to make a big deal about it. Hopefully your daughter's all right. League of the man.
100%. That guy's in the wrong.
Bush League of the grown man.
Oh, yeah, hit a kid.
13-year-old kid.
Yeah, give the ball.
Very Bush League. I would have handed the ball over. I would have done it like this. Like that. Here you go. On a T4.
Just if you're just a grown man at a baseball game,
mm-hmm.
I just give foul ball to kid.
Yeah.
All times.
I tried to with this bad boy, but there wasn't a kid around.
Yeah, that's fine.
It was during the school day.
Yeah.
It was an afternoon game with kids in school.
I don't think you need to go out of your way to walk around and find
someone. Oh, no. Just let you look around.
If there's a kid in your section.
Quick look-see.
Yeah. Now, if it's your first ever foul ball, home run ball, I kind of give you a pass.
Nah.
But.
No, I don't.
The only, because I don't want to judge people too hard. Just because you don't know what's happened, you don't know if there's a kid at home. Because if I caught a ball, I would keep it.
You keep the kid at home, it completely erases the kid. No. I disagree there. You should have brought the kid to the game. If you were that concerned about giving the ball to your kid at home, you should have brought the kid to the game. The moment the kid does not come to the ballpark with you, you can no longer use that excuse.
Yeah. But this situation, 100%. It hit a kid.
Here, kid in the head. Bounced four seats over. Hopefully she's not concussed. Hopefully you got a CAT scan. Hopefully she's all right. That'd be bad. Rocky says Myers is still garbage. Yeah, he's not good. Eric the Buyer, Emi was lights out. Bad, still can't sweep a series. Ugly, Cleveland is a shell of a team right now. That's accurate. I bet Joe wouldn't give a Cubs foul ball back. Joe, would you give a Cubs foul ball
back?
Yes,
I would.
What about a Yordan home run ball?
Is it a special home run ball?
I would give back a Yordan home run ball, not back to the kid, unless it was a milestone.
Yeah, that's a totally different conversation.
Yeah,
if it's a milestone, anything, I'm keeping that.
Yeah, but if a fan wanted to keep a Yordan home run ball instead of giving it to a kid, that to me wouldn't be his Bush League. That to me was where it becomes acceptable, unless it hits the kid. If it hits the kid, then it's automatic. Give the ball to the kid.
Yeah.
Unless it's a milestone.
Foul ball always give away, for sure.
Now, if it's a home run, doesn't, harm a child, then I think you're okay to keep it at that point. I personally would give it up, but I think you can keep it at that point.
Yeah,
Jose Altuve homer. Okay,
that's
you can probably keep that one.
And also just, your favorite player. It might seem weird to everyone else.
I don't know if you could keep just a random Jose Altuve home run.
I think you can.
I don't know.
It doesn't damage a child, I mean, he's going to be the Astros Hall of Famer. He's the greatest Astro of all time. I would have no issue with a grown man keeping a Jose Altuve home run ball.
If I could see a six-year-old, two seats over, I'm giving it to the six-year-old.
Yeah, but you're a bigger man than most.
Yes, physically, yes.
But what if someone, what's the difference, if someone says their favorite player was Carlos Correa?
That's fine, too.
Okay.
If home run like that, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
If it doesn't hit the kid.
Yeah, yeah.
If it hits the kid, it's automatic.
I'm completely with you on the milestone. If it's a 500th home run or something that you could...
Even home run 50.
Especially if you could sell it, a ball that you might be able to sell for a bunch of money. Then I'm with keeping it.
Jose, I think you can keep a home run ball without giving it to a kid.
I'm not with you on the Altuve one.
All right.
If a kid,
he's the greatest Astro ever.
I know, but I would still give it to the kid. The milestone that I could sell...
I would too, but I'm saying it's acceptable for a person
to
keep it.
It's more acceptable.
I wouldn't roast the guy for keeping a Jose Altuve home run ball that didn't hit a kid. I would not roast a person for keeping a home run ball that didn't hit a kid at any point. Period.
Now, what if it doesn't? What if the kid just drops it?
Well, the kid had it in its grasp.
Yeah,
and it fumbles.
Oh,
yeah, give it back.
Bounce off the glove. Right?
Yeah, you give it back.
Okay.
Well, that's not a drop, Joe. What kind of catch rules are you operating with?
If it bounces
off the glove, that's not a catch.
No, it bounces
God, that's a nitpick.
You guys are no, it's not. That's not a catch.
You know what he meant, though.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I thought he meant he had it, and, you dropped it. Which kids do that stuff a lot?
We don't have catch rules in the stands.
Yes, you do. If a kid had a ball in his grasp, shows you the ball, and then drops the ball, you give it back to the kid.
Okay.
If it hits the tip of his glove and is bouncing around, that kid does not own the ball.
The ball hits the webbing, but he doesn't.
Catch rules are very much in play.
What's the difference between
if they reach for it
and it bangs off their arm and it hits them?
Sympathy.
Versus if it hits off their glove and bounces out because they're not strong enough to catch it.
You're not. I mean, this is what Mauricio Pochettino was talking about whenever we talked about living in a loser society. Learn to catch the ball.
I didn't realize you're this hardcore.
I don't know. I think it's
that's not the same. The kid has the ball in grasp, drops the ball. It's not the same of hitting the webbing of the glove. Like, we disagree on that.
Yeah, like if it enters the glove and he just doesn't hang on to it, I'm giving him the ball.
If Branham baby couldn't reel it in with his glove, I would say you should have caught it.
I mean, like,
I'm dead serious.
What would Mrs. Branham say after that?
She'd probably get on to me a little bit.
Probably, yeah.
But so what?
I don't think it's any different than if it hits the kid. Like,
that's
it,
very different.
I don't,
hitting the kid on the head versus going off the webbing of the glove are not in the same stratosphere.
I'm just going to give it to the kid regardless. What am I going to do with it? Put it on a shelf and look at it?
We're not arguing your moral high ground. We're arguing what is in the realm of acceptance.
Okay.
Because I also would give the ball to the kid. But I would not roast a fan or a grown man that had a home run ball and didn't give it to a kid without it injuring the kid. That, to me, is acceptable. I also would give it to the kid. But we're not arguing that. We're arguing what is acceptable.
I don't think it's – well, I guess it depends on the situation. Like, if you're alone in the stands, like it's one of those games, like you might have been in Tampa, then sure, keep it. But if it's a situation where, yeah, it doesn't hit a kid, but a kid's like two seats over and he asks for it, like, I'm going to give him the ball.
Sure. But we're talking about acceptance.
Okay. No. But in turn, I would roast someone who did not. Like, if we could see on video, kids like, hey, can I have the ball? And the guy's like, nah, like, gives him the stiff arm. I'm roasting him.
Here's the thing.
That's a tough ask, man.
If there's, like, let's say if a kid asks me for the ball and there's another kid to give it to, I would be a jerk.
You're going to give it to the kid that didn't ask?
Yeah, man. Don't ask for it. Don't ask for it.
Yeah, you're teaching the kid like not to be annoying.
Gesture.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah, this is not a participation trophy. You don't get to ask for the ball.
I kind of like that.
Someone has to just offer it to you.
That's such a...
No, you're
that's a douche move.
I don't care.
Do you want the pestering kid, or do you want a kid who like has manners?
I mean, one ask who you're is awarding not a pester. To here.
Right, but you're comparing the two in this moment.
Yeah.
In this moment, you have two options. You have the pestering kid, or you have the kid who's polite, isn't asking annoying questions, and like kind of knows his role. Yeah, I'm with Joe on this one.
Well, the kid is being annoying all game, sure, but like I would take the kid asking is that he's the one that actually wants it. He or she actually wants it versus the kid.
I'm going to care as much.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, oh, I was going to give it to – I have my eye on this kid.
Yeah. I made this decision four innings ago, creep.
Like, it's like if I caught a ball, that's who it's going to.
You're like analyzing the kids in the stands. Like, you're not ball worthy. You're not ball worthy.
If you're a grown man and you won't give up a foul ball regardless of the score prominence, you're a jerk one. I like the score prominence. So money makes you change your standards, dang. Yeah, I mean, do you work? Like, yes, of course it changes your standards.
Yeah, if Jordan Alvarez sets the single season home run record for the Astros this year and you catch that ball, that kid's SOL, man.
Yeah, I got a mortgage, kid.
Junkie says kids should have used two hands. That's my thought, too. Not my fault they can't catch. I'm keeping it fair. Did the kid make a football move? Great question. Nice rage bait, Brian and Joe. B-Mac is a better man. Totally agree, Branham. If my son wants it, he better catch it, huh? Yeah. Teach him how to catch. What a great lesson to learn how to catch a ball.
No, you're right. It is a good lesson.
Terrific. I want adversity for my children. I want them to learn to handle adversity.
Okay, let me ask this question as we're on this topic.
Yeah.
Yordan Alvarez breaks the single season Astros home run record.
Mm-hmm.
You catch it.
Yeah, I'm keeping that bad boy.
What would it take? Because the Astros are going to come to you.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What would it take in return to just give it up? Because you're not getting money from it. Like,
yes, I will.
From the Astros?
No, but I'm not giving it to the Astros.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, is there anything the Astros could give you?
Yeah, they could give me Yordan Alvarez to pay its net value.
Would you, like...
Season tickets.
Nah.
So they won't go that far, but like, you can get a couple signed bats and jerseys.
Nah, I'm out on that.
I'm going to sell the ball.
I think I would, too.
No, if the offer is just like a signed bat and a jersey, I'm keeping the baseball.
Yeah. Now,
sorry, Yordan.
If Yordan wants it bad enough, he'll be the highest bidder.
Yeah. He's got enough money to pay my price.
Yeah. I wonder, do you think with the bat from the game, he probably would keep the bat from the game.
Yeah, he'd have the bat.
Would you rather have the bat or the ball?
The ball.
Yeah. Definitely the ball.
Because the bat, it could lie. They could say, like, oh, this was the one he had in his hand.
It'd be harder to track for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just keep the ball.
Yeah.
The ball, I think, has more value.
Yeah, I would keep the ball.
Keep the ball.
Yeah.
If he wants it bad enough, he'll pay for it. 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Julian, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's going on, Julian?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Happy belated Father's Day. Hope y'all had a good day.
You too.
So I don't have to go over the BA saga. We all know it. It's getting to a point to where I'm wondering, in Houston, have y'all had someone that was, I mean, the dude was a third team all pro. He was balling, got a huge contract, got hurt, and went from, like, I was so excited about this guy's career. I even had this jersey autographed, right? I picked that over Debo. So do you guys have anyone in Houston that resembles Bitch Asness, a.k.a. B.A.? Y'all have a good one.
All right.
So if you don't know what's going on, Brandon Ayuk, his latest thing that he's done is he was on, I think, Instagram and posted a video of him saying, go Commanders, which is the team that everyone assumes he's going to go to, but he's still under contract with the San Francisco 49ers. It's obviously been a very weird season. The only name I can think of doing anything like that detrimental to the team would be C.J. Gardner-Johnson calling out Jalen Petrie's contract.
Let's kick it around. Let's kick it around on the other side. 713-780-3776. So crash out, calling people out?
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-3776. What is the Houston example of Brandon Ayuk? We'll just go with the flow. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
So the update on Brian Abreu, Mitch Bannon, which how the heck did this guy get that guy? I don't know. Never heard of this guy. The Astros are giving Abreu some time to take care of a personal matter, manager Joe Espada. So no, well, not a visa, not a passport. It is indeed a personal matter. So hope all is well with Brian Abreu. Hope everything's all right. Good, it's not bereavement, but hopefully the personal matter gets taken care of and everything will be all right. All right, 713-780-3776. So, good question from Julian. Like, Brandon Ayuk crashing out with the Niners, kind of, I wouldn't say sabotaging the Niners, but he's kind of sabotaging his time, his image with the club.
Yeah, last year the organization. Was pretty bad. I mean, didn't go to camp. So they hadn't heard from him in months at one point during the season.
Like, he was also hurt.
Yeah.
But probably could have gotten back late in the year. So maybe he was sabotaging the Niners in a sense, but certainly sabotaging his image as a 49er. And Julian, unfortunately, has his jersey. I wonder what he's going to do with it. What's he going to do with a Brandon Ayuk jersey?
Sell it for pennies.
49er fan. Pennies on the dollar. So what's the Houston example of this?
So I think I had two that came to mind. C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah, he was just so irrelevant to me.
I know.
Yeah.
That it just like, it doesn't really move the needle.
Lower level.
Well, the big
it,
one
it doesn't
then,
register on the Richter.
Yeah. James.
Yeah. Harden. That's the obvious
one. With the fat suit?
With the fat suit, that last game was a total disaster. Turnovers galore, lazy
showed up
passes.
Late to training camp.
Yeah, and then I can't remember exactly. I was trying to find it.
He was publicly criticizing the roster at one point too. Like he was.
Yeah. What did he say in that final press conference?
I forget
that he just needed like it's not fixable, something like that.
Did he say like it's not going to get any better?
Yeah, basically. Something like that.
Like it was so clear that he was traded the next day. I think the Harden one is that's it. Like just. Showing up so out of shape.
Especially since he already, in his background, had the history of showing up late or showing up fat to get Kevin McHale fired.
Yeah.
Like, he'd already done that once earlier in his career after he and Kevin McHale were he was mad at Kevin McHale for not putting him back into that game 6 against the Clippers.
Yeah. Harden's is going to be a tough one to beat.
The only other ones I had were Pippen, although it was his first year here, but that was tumultuous, and then Ed Reed. I mean, that was... It's not. I don't think it's really quite the same thing, but those are the other ones that came to mind.
Ed Reed's like C.J. Gardner-Johnson with bigger cachet, but similar for sure. And the other one you said was...
Pippen, Scottie Pippen.
I don't remember if there was any single moment, though.
No, I just remember him being disgruntled in the media. And
sure.
Like, he hated it here.
I
was not
couldn't
shy.
Stand Pippen.
No one could. It was the that worst
guy.
Marriage
what
possible.
What a loser that guy is. I can't stand Scottie Pippen.
Agreed. He sucks.
He did, I'm not gonna come into the game because it's drawn up for Tony Kukoc. Yeah, what a baby!
He's a loser.
Can't stand that dude. Low-key one, Mitch Molusky with the Astros. Remember he got into a fight at batting practice?
I don't know that
Punched
one.
Punched
no.
a dude.
I don't remember that.
Mitch Molusky, I thought, was going to have a phenomenal career. He had, like, that huge rookie season, and then just, like, his attitude, like, basically out of the league in 2 or 3 years. I can't remember the dude he hit. Was it? I can't remember. It was, like, an outfielder, some outfielder. But he hit him in the face. Yeah, that's all I can really think of.
I might be speaking.
Kevin Porter Jr.?
Yeah, sure.
Throwing TVs down and stuff. Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't there something weird with that Oliver at the end?
Oh, Ed Oliver? Nah, I mean, it was kind of blown up out of nothing. Yeah. You're talking about the jacket.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, Ed Oliver was hurt, couldn't play any game. It was a cold night. Only the starters were supposed to have the big jackets on. Ed Oliver put one on. Major told him to take it off.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, that was made a much. That is silly. It was made a way bigger deal than it actually was.
I don't remember the details.
They had a moment where it was like, okay, there's a tiff there, but they were cool the next day.
Okay,
it was one of those things where like player, I'm big time, I'm going to do it. Head coach trying to, well, I told you not to, you can't. So they kind of butted heads for that night.
Yeah,
but it was on national TV. I think it was an ESPN game. And it happened going into the locker room. So like every camera caught it, and you know how that stuff goes.
Yeah. Do either of the pitchers who hurt themselves qualify for this? Ken Giles or Phil Maton?
Maton punching the locker, sure, he could be mentioned
because he gave to his hit.
Did Giles hurt himself for punching a locker?
I think he punched himself.
Right. I don't think he got hurt.
Yeah, he punched himself.
I don't think
he
was hurt though.
No, I don't think so.
He just looked like a lunatic.
So he didn't really sabotage the team at all.
No, I
just thought of another one. I forgot who it was.
I mean, Maton. He gives up. He has a good outing, but gives up the hit to his brother, punches a locker, and misses the World Series. Like
that is pretty bad.
Yeah,
Deshaun would be one.
Oh yeah,
his is kind of like a weird way,
especially since he requested out before all that stuff came out.
Yeah,
because like they asked him his opinion on the GM search, and then they didn't listen to him, and he requested a trade. That's a fair nomination.
Deshaun counts, and I think you go before the accusations started coming out.
Yeah, from when he requested the trade.
Yeah, because Nick Cassero's first press conference, McClain was pressing him about Deshaun Watson's future in Houston. So I think Watson fits into this.
Sean Chacon, who's off.
I forgot that name.
He got into an altercation with Ed Wade, and then he was cut the next day. That would be one that's pretty high.
What about the whole pay me Rick thing with Dunter Robinson?
That's not a bad call. Did he? No, he never got paid.
Not by the Texans.
No, he didn't get paid. He left in free agency. Yeah, that's not a bad one. Now, he still played, though, during
that? Yeah, I know. This is not quite the same thing.
Ayuk is trying to speed run AB's crash out. Josh from Super. You think he's going to play football this year?
I don't think so.
That's crazy. Somebody says Brock Osweiler. I don't know if Brock Osweiler was like intentional, though.
Although he did have a moment, remember when he got pouty, where he got benched, and Bill O'Brien tried to put him back in the game, I guess because there was an injury, and he's like, oh, now you want me to go back in?
Yeah.
He was a little pouty B, but it's not really the same thing.
Royce White. White was weird because he didn't go on planes.
Well, like, they knew that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Or I guess they thought he was going to change.
No, I don't think so. I think they were just going to John Madden him across the country.
It was just crazy.
Yeah.
He never played for the Rockets, did he?
I think he played some in the preseason.
Did he?
Not in the regular season, I don't think.
Dante Robinson says a junkie. How can y'all forget Deshaun? We didn't. What about Kevin Durant calling Jabari Smith an R-word?
I mean, it definitely qualifies. It
definitely qualifies.
It 100% does.
I don't know if it does.
Who was it that called D'Amico Ryan's milk dud?
Steven Nelson.
Steven Nelson. Yeah, he's already off the team, though.
Yeah.
Dwayne Brown with the Texans. That's a good call.
Oh, yeah, because he was upset at Bob McNair.
A bunch of people were saying Cole's Boris hat. I think Cole gets a bad rap out of that, man.
He also was off the team technically at that point.
No.
Because that was his job.
He's still in the locker room,
He's still in the locker
room. I know, but like.
And I think his contract runs through the season. It didn't end the moment the final out was made.
I know, but like that was his vantage point. Was that?
Also, I think he got a completely bad rap for that. One, the video wasn't supposed to be released because you're not supposed to take those videos.
Yeah.
And the guy that like leaked it's, I think, in jail now. Also, he's really mad they just lost a game. I would be really mad if I just lost a game.
Yeah.
And he's also really mad that he just wasn't used in said game where he wanted the ball. Like, I think he gets such a bad rap for that. Such a bad rap for that.
Yeah, I think it's just people.
He's mad because the Astros lost the World Series and he wanted to pitch and didn't get the ball.
Yeah, but
wouldn't you be mad?
Yeah, but I think that's why also Astros fans take it out on him. It's because that's why I think like AJ gets a pass a little bit from not everyone.
See, I think Cole should get the pass.
No. But it's like the anger gets directed towards Cole of losing that series.
I think his moment is like a symbolic video of that series.
Which
I think is completely unfair.
Totally agree.
He was mad they lost the World Series. Weren't you? He was mad he didn't pitch in the game. Wouldn't you be? And the video was taken inappropriately. The video was not even supposed to be taken.
Yeah.
Which is Bush League on another side of things. Abreu took off to Vegas to see Carmen Electra. Nice pool on that. Watson. Did I mention the update on Brian Abreu?
Yes.
Personal thing. Does Fromber crossing up his catcher count? Sure.
If you believe Fromber had a little bit of a crash out.
Sure. We have a different opinion on that, but I'm not really wanting that. Did y'all mention the first draft pick for the Texans? Tony Boselli?
That's not a crash out. He was hurt.
Yeah, he was just hurt. Oh, why is nobody talking about the Natty tonight? Good job on North Carolina to force that third game. Name me three players in North Carolina.
I was talking about the junkie.
Name me three players in Oklahoma. Ryan Mallett, alarm clock. Yeah. You could go. Who was the Texas running back?
Deontay Foreman.
Oh, yeah. You can mention him, too. He got cut for something similar, being tardy, I think, to the plane.
Is that why he got cut?
I think so.
I just remember we were all...
After the Achilles tear?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he was having a good preseason, and then I think he was late to a plane to travel for a preseason game, and they...
Yeah, I just remember his dad going on the radio all the time and talking about how good his son was and not getting the ball.
That was so weird.
It was so
strange. A good thing for a dad to do.
No, so that's why it kind of qualifies, because like, that's not him directly doing it, but like, it was the Texans flagship, and he was going on the radio and like, get my kid the ball. It was so strange.
It was so funny. Remember it's like similar to what Bregman did when he's like, yeah, I'm getting called up next week.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, we'll show you. We're the bosses. That's kind of similar, I guess. All right. 713-780-3776. Ken Giles mentioned that one. All right. What's been your favorite thing that has happened at the World Cup over the weekend? We're on this Germany, or not Germany, that's the France. France-Iraq match. We're on, what was that for?
I meant to hit the Lance German, but I hit the wrong one.
We're on France over Iraq, -2.5 goals. It's so many goals. They currently lead 1-0 in the 29th minute. Just kill the Iraq, won't you, France? Come on! All right, 713-780-3776. What has been the best thing that has happened over the weekend at the World Cup? 713-780-3776. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, everybody's favorite host on the Huntington Bank Bad Boy. Brian's the brain. 713-780-3776. ESPN Houston soccer watch parties. They've been so much fun. They continue this week thanks to our friends at Huntington Bank. Join ESPN 97.5 from 12 to 6 to watch the biggest soccer tournament in the world. On Tuesday at Baker Street Pub in Sugarland, Tom's Watch Bar on Wednesday, Ducky McSweeney's on Thursday, and By the Wayside on Friday. Great name. On Tuesday and Thursday, you'll have another chance to win a $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company, by the way. So come hang out with us, watch some football with us, make fun of us, ridicule us, tell us how much you dislike us. And tomorrow's your chance to do that.
Yep.
At Baker Street Pub in Sugarland.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a great time.
Very cool the first time we went there.
Yeah.
They said they have huge soccer crowds.
Oh, great.
And England plays at 3 o'clock.
They play again tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get England wins.
We do.
That's what we do. We get Harry Kane some victories.
And we lose the last time.
Yeah, maybe we need to factor that in.
Yeah, I think we have to go England tomorrow.
We need France to score some goals here, though. 1-0, 34th minute. Still early, but we have -2.5.
Yeah, we do.
We gave up 2.5 goals to start the match, so let's go French. Mbappe. Let's do some Mbappe stuff. All right, so what has been your favorite stuff that has happened at the World Cup over the weekend? 713-780-3776. You know, I started watching a soccer documentary over the weekend.
What was it?
It's that U.S. It's the HBO documentary on the U.S. men's national team. I took a hiatus from Wreck-It Wrexham because right now we're talking about country, not club.
Sure.
Whenever we're talking about club, not country, I'll get back to my Wreck-It Wrexham. But HBO has a they have a documentary on the U.S. men's national team.
About like this team?
It's about like the last 4 years.
Okay.
It's pretty good. I'm 2 episodes in.
How many episodes is it?
I think 6.
Okay. I might check that out.
It's really good. I'd recommend it. And plus, it like fires you up for more World Cup soccer.
Yeah.
Fires you up for the team.
They play late this week, so.
I mean, it's 9.
That's late.
I mean, we're used to it with the Astros being in the American League West.
Yeah. Which,
I mean, what time do you go to bed, Joe?
Oh, it's still a late game.
Sure. But like you.
I'm not complaining.
You're talking like
me.
You're a grandpa and go to bed at 8.
No.
Like, you're awake at 11 p.m. every night.
For other people, it's late.
I think most of our listeners don't go to bed before 11.
You think so?
What do you think is the average bedtime? TV's off. Everything off. Like, they're asleep.
I would have said, like, 10.
Oh, no way. For us? For an evening show?
I mean, most people are listening on their way home from work.
713-780-3776.
What's your bedtime?
What time? Lights out. Not just bedtime. Like, yeah. TV out.
Okay.
Because that's where, like, I'm sure a lot of people fall asleep watching sports or games and stuff like that. I would say it's at least 11. Maybe even pushing midnight.
Really? I think it's like 10.
10?
Yeah.
How old do you think our listeners are? 80?
No, that's not that.
Well, if they're either 80, going way bed before 10 even. Yeah. They're probably bed after Wheel of Fortune.
10's
over.
Not, 10's probably, so early.
They're probably going to, the 80-year-olds listening are probably going to sleep after you sign off.
What's your average bedtime?
Like 1 a.m.
Sheesh, that's because you play video games. Yeah. Brian, are you 1 a.m. too?
No, about midnight.
I would say mine's probably about 11 to midnight.
Okay.
Somewhere in that window. Probably closer to midnight, actually. I probably go to bed around 10:30, but I probably don't go to sleep until about midnight.
Okay.
Yeah. I gotta watch my shows, you know? I gotta
Yeah, you watch your trash.
I gotta watch my what do I watch?
Your Summer House?
Southern House. What is it? No, Summer House.
Yeah, so sad.
Summer, but I watched the other one too. Southern
Charm?
Charm. That's it. I don't even know the name of the show.
I'm so mad that I know these names now.
You know them, I don't.
I know.
Vanderpump Rules got a new cast though, so I don't watch that anymore. The Valley. Watch The Valley. Like, when else am I going to watch these shows? I got to watch them at 10:30 at
night. That's
true. Yeah.
I'm trying to star the text line for you.
Is there a lot of them?
There's a lot.
Okay, let's run through some of these. What time do you go to bed? 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Junkie says that 9:30, I get up at 5 a.m. Okay. All right. That's fine. 10 to 10:30. Which usually you're probably on the backside of that range. You're like, I'm going to show off. I'm going to go to bed early. But you're probably closer to the backside of the range. 11, 11:30, says another junkie. 7:30? Well, I don't buy it. I'm BS flag.
They got to get up probably like
BS 3 flag. Huh?
They have to have a job where they get up at.
Yeah, they got to be up probably
like
at 3 a.m.
There was this radio job I had where my shift started at 4 a.m. I had to get up at like 2:30. Yeah, I would go to bed like at 7.
But. My grandpa for his entire life was a groundskeeper at a golf course. El Dorado, actually. And he would wake up, you know, what is it, 4 a.m. probably every morning?
Probably, yeah.
He was in bed like at 7 o'clock every night.
Yeah.
That was so crazy.
Those few years where I had that 4 a.m. shift, I was like literally a little fortune was over, I would go to bed.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was terrible.
What time would you eat dinner?
Like when my wife would get home, about 5:30.
Oh, man, it's raining in this France-Iraq match.
That's not good.
That's a great equalizer, they say. I sleep at 9 every day. 9 p.m. says boots. 11 p.m. to get up at 6 a.m. See, there you go. That's realistic. 9:30 to 10, lights out. Lots of oil and gas guys are listeners, so early mornings. Yeah, but you got to watch your Billy Bob show.
Landman.
You got to watch Landman.
You can watch it on the weekends.
I'm 29 with a newborn, so you're not sleeping at all.
No.
10 p.m., some of us have jobs in the morning. Okay.
Seems it's trending in Joe's favor here.
I'm keeping track.
I don't think so.
I'll keep track.
You put it in a spreadsheet, you're going to do an average sum?
I'm just one by one as you read them.
I don't trust your math.
I can do one plus
fair.
One.
It'd be that's fair.
This sure. isn't one plus one.
I'm doing it one at a time. One plus
you
one.
You get the numbers and give them to us.
One plus one at a time.
Yeah, well, one plus one and then two plus one. I'm adding one every time.
Wait, why are you adding
How
one?
How are you going to get the average of this?
I'm not trying to do the average. I'm getting the total number.
The average is what's the most important.
I'll do that after.
53 years old, so about 11:30 p.m. each. What? Each?
I don't know. That sentence didn't make sense.
I'm 53 years old, so about 11:30 p.m. each.
I guess he and his wife.
How many are them? How many of you are there?
How many are you?
Lay in bed 8:30, asleep by 9,
wow.
Up at 4:30. 8 p.m., says another junkie. 9:30 every night. I'm up at 5 every day, though, says Blaine. I usually go to bed around 10, but I wake up around 5. Up at 4:30 a.m., shut it down, 9:30 to midnight. That's a ginormous
that's
range.
Too big of a window.
Let's just throw him out.
Yeah.
11, but I'm not getting jacked up watching the game till 11. Otherwise, I won't go to sleep till much later. Okay, that's smart of you. Depending on how much bourbon's nightly. 9:30, but I have to wake up at 3 to drive from Lake Charles to Livingston. To Houston. That's a tough drive. Do you do that daily? 9:30 to 3, and you're making that drive every day. That's tough. Up at 5, bed at 10. I'm 36 and out by 10 p.m. and up by 5:30. I love how so many people are putting the time they're up by.
That's the brag.
They're trying to
I know.
That's the brag.
That's the flex here. No one cares what time you wake up. I don't care what time
it's
you wake up.
It's still trending toward Joe's being right.
I don't think so.
It is.
He said to 10?
Yeah.
I said 10.
Most of them have been between 8:30 and 10.
Yeah, but I feel like we're getting a lot. I feel like it's skewed here.
You're just upset you're losing.
No, I just think it's skewed. Like, because we're talking about, like,
hey, I thought Joe was crazy, but so far he's been right.
I feel like we're getting most of the people that wake up, they go to bed early, though. I feel like the people who go to bed later aren't going to be inspired to text in.
I think you're moving the goalpost.
That's not moving the goalpost.
People who stay up later don't want to text.
My goalposts are the same.
You're being wrong.
That's more likely to be true,
yeah.
But it's not a moving at the goalpost. My goalposts are still 11 p.m.
It's pouring.
I know. It's not good for the French. Actually, it's fine for the French. It's not good for people who have -2.5 on the French.
Yeah.
11 to 12, I get up between. So whenever you see these 11 to 12, what are you writing on your little notes?
I've been putting 11.
So you just take it straight tallies?
I think this jury.
He's just taking straight tallies.
What's the tallies even do? How are you getting the average?
In the hour.
Either a mark for before 10 p.m. or a mark
this
after 10
p.m.? This is the worst way to get an average I've ever heard of in my life.
You could be doing this.
He's not getting an average at all. This is a teamwork thing.
I read the text. You write the time. Joe.
I'm putting a tally.
No, why are you making this so complicated?
I don't know why he did a tally, but it still gives us the majority.
So I'm looking for a majority.
We said average at the very beginning.
Well, we'll get to the average at the end.
Well, you won't be able to.
I think your average is toast. I think you ruined the average.
I'm putting the tally goes.
Why wouldn't you just write down the time?
I love the visual demonstration of a tally.
Throw it into an Excel, and then just do average sum.
Seems like I don't know how to do that.
That's the easiest thing to do.
I don't know how to do any of those things you just said.
11 to 12, I get up. And I love how you're putting the early part of the range here, too. You talked about me.
Well, they're giving us an hour range. Should I put 11 to 12?
Why are you putting 11, though?
It should just be before 10, after 10.
The 11 o'clock hour. The 11 o'clock hour. They say 11 to 12. I'm making an assumption.
I'm just going to start reading the back end of this range. 10-ish. My grandfather worked a feedlot. He was in bed by 8. That one doesn't count. 10 p.m. I'm going to stop reading what time y'all wake up because I don't care. Me and the wife go to bed between blah, 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 and 10. We're 54. There you go. Anywhere between 12 and 1. So write down 1 on that one, Joe.
Okay.
11:30 to midnight. Score 1 for Branham. Write down midnight on that one, Joe.
Nope.
Sleepers for the week. We'll sleep when we die. 11 p.m. Branham moving the goalposts. I'm not moving the goalposts. My goalposts were 11. I'm just talking about the pool of voters here. I feel like Joe's got a very – Joe's – what's he doing here? He's increasing
–
he might be right. I'm not arguing that. But I also don't think that this survey is going to draw a lot of interest from the 11 p.m.ers.
You're wrong.
What do you mean I'm wrong? Why am I wrong
on the basis of what, though?
Because people are flexing that they want to wake up early.
The numbers
are
way more even than you think they are on the way I'm doing the tally.
Right, but I think of our listeners, we're probably getting how many percentage that are texting right now?
I don't know.
Probably a 10% at best. So I think that it's more likely that of those 10% of our listeners that are texting in are showing off that they go to bed early.
Sure.
Whereas the other 90%, I think, are more likely not texting in that are later to go to sleep because there's no incentive for them here.
Well, they could be showing off by how late they stay up.
Right. They could, but what's the motive then? That?
Same as the people that brag about getting up early.
Right, but it's the topic of conversation about being early to bed.
Yeah, they're not following your instructions, so that's not my fault.
Everybody listening on the road right now is up before the butt crack of dawn, 9 p.m. for me. Those people who aren't texting that they go to bed after 11 aren't awake yet. Good point. 11 p.m., Joe is math illiterate, 10:30 after Love Island, definitely in bed, lights out by 10, 1 a.m., 11, says somebody. See, this, I hate how you're doing the math here. 10:30, Key from LA, 11:30 midnight, so we'll go midnight on that. What is the highest math class Joe has completed?
Whatever you take your senior year of.
No sleep for the slept on. In bed by 10, 11. Bedroom TV off by 11, 12. We'll go 12 on that one. And then somebody says 11.
See, the whole argument here was the average of our listeners.
So doing tallies is totally reforming this question.
You do the average at the end.
You can't.
Why not?
Because you don't have the times.
I wrote the times.
You also wrote the early window of those times, which screws up the average.
No, I put the hour. It's the 10 o'clock hour.
Right. So whenever
11 o'clock hour.
What did you do? Do you have a 9 o'clock hour?
I do.
So whenever you had 9:30 to 10, where'd the tally go?
9.
There you go. Ruins the average.
There's a 30.
This would be thrown out so quickly in a court of law. This would be discredited so quickly.
But Joe would never be called as a witness for a math problem.
Where did you put the 9:30 to 10? 9 o'clock. See ya.
So I'm trying to show initiative dismissed and do this. You could have made Brian do it.
I applaud your initiative.
Hey, let's test that out here. What time do you go to bed
initiative
at night?
I just think it's a dumb way to do it.
Every night?
Yeah.
Between 10 and midnight.
10 and midnight. So that's another 2-hour range.
That's too big of a window.
So if you were doing an average, you would just put 11.
Yeah. We skipped the 3-hour.
Yeah, but you're putting the tallies in the hour slot, so it totally screws it up.
No, it's not. All right, so here's what we got.
Brad was the most competitive person about random and unimportant crap of any person I've ever. See, I don't even care to be right here. I'm just disgusted by the way we've gone about this. You're not wrong, really, Texter. Like, whatever. But in this specific situation, I'm just disgusted with how we've collected this data.
Well, you read the text fast. I'm trying to work as fast as I can.
Our data is trash. I will the worst data ever.
Well, here's the data that we collected from our listeners.
I would be more happy to be wrong, but to be correct with our data entry than to be right with this terrible experiment.
Well, here's
the
way that I collected the data of our listeners. Okay, we got one tally for the 7 o'clock hour, one for the 8 o'clock hour. Yeah, 8 tallies for the 9 o'clock hour.
I mean, you knew what you were. You tasked him with doing math. I mean,
we got 11 tallies.
You're probably right. It's
for the 10 o'clock hour.
Dude, this is what I told Branham Baby today whenever he spilled his smoothie.
Wait till this garbage stops here.
I told Branham Baby, it's all right. It was my fault because I didn't give you a baby cup.
11 tallies for the 11 o'clock hour, tying the highest, thus proving so far you're right and I'm wrong. We got 3 for 12 o'clock. The most were 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock.
So what's the average, Joe?
The average is between 10 and 11.
That's not the average. That is the median.
That's the median, yeah.
The median is between.
And it's also a skewed median because you took the early part of the window.
Okay, the average, the median is between 10 and midnight.
Sorry to hear about that, 013. We'll be praying for you. Ask John and Lance what time they go to bed. They don't talk to us. Anything after 30, after said hours, rounded up to the next hour. Come on, Joe. Everyone knows that. I agree. Man, I feel like that entire experiment is completely discredited.
Did we learn anything?
Breaking news.
I think
text
I was,
line doesn't go away and you can do it yourself during the break.
I think I was right.
You are right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, kind of, though. But the point was before 10, and you separated that into hours instead of either before 10 or after 10. So, like, if you add your tallies up, maybe we could get a better answer. But
okay, so before 10?
Yeah, this is a lesson learned on our part. Yeah. Next time we're just going to get Wyatt to do the math. Before, where does Wyatt go to school?
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, we'll get
wrong.
Wyatt to do the math.
Wyatt, where do you go to school?
I think he does go to Oklahoma State.
No, I think it's...
Is it Wyatt that's our intern today?
Arizona State.
Oh, then he probably can't do the math then.
He goes to Arizona State.
That's not a real college. Sorry.
Wyatt does a lot of partying. Okay. Arizona State, one of the top party colleges in all America.
So you want to go before 10 and
although
after
he does 10. Probably go to the Cronkite School of Communication.
Yep. Beats me.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay. Before 10 o'clock was 11 people.
I've stopped listening to this.
No. After 10 o'clock was 25 people.
I'm right.
I said 10, so I guess we're both right.
Hold on. You said what? What did you just say?
No, I said they go to bed at 10
o'clock. So you counting up all the people that said like 7, 8, 9, and 10.
No, I didn't count 10 o'clock.
You only got 11?
I did before 10 o'clock.
So how many people are before 10?
Before 10 o'clock is 10. 10 people.
That can't
and then
be
how
right.
many are after the 10 o'clock?
O'clock?
No. After? I don't need 10. I don't need 10. Give me 11 and after.
15.
Okay. So pre-10 is 11.
Yes.
Post entire 10 o'clock window is 15.
Yes.
So even in Joe's roundabout way, I'm still right.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
There we go. Yeah. Jeremy Branham's right.
That's fine. But I lost interest in being right because I was just disgusted by the way you were collecting this information.
We should have planned it out during the break.
Trust the process, Jeremy.
Like, I didn't want to be right anymore.
We got that.
I don't want to be right in whatever that catastrophe was.
See, this text is right. You're a disaster. Jeremy said, what time do you go to sleep? The texters are saying what time they go to bed.
No, I said lights out, TV off, actually. So
yeah, but the lights are off. Like, that means go to sleep.
I meant TV's out.
Yeah.
Because this was all about you can watch the soccer matches, you're in bed.
Is that where we started this conversation?
No, yeah. That's the whole thing, because I was blaming. I was roast. Joe's like, they play late on whatever
that's
night.
Right. Oh,
I was like, they play at 9, Joe.
Yeah, we were supposed to talk soccer.
We watched the Astros in Seattle. We watched them in L.A.
Yep.
We watch them at 9 all the time. And baseball games are longer than soccer matches.
True.
That's not a tough ask.
It's still late. It doesn't mean people don't stay up for it.
Joe's better at reading Spanish lyrics than he is in math. The claim is more people go to bed before 10. Count how many people before bed, how many after. We did. That's exactly what we did. That's why I said get rid of the 10 o'clock
window. It feels like we had way more texts before 10 than just 11, though.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Joe lost count.
Not that I want to go through the process again.
I think I was going one by one as Jeremy read them.
So go to bed or fall asleep. TV's off, actually. Whose wife lets them watch sports in bed? Mine does.
Michael goes to bed at midnight. I'm just pulling everyone in the office now.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife lets you watch sports in bed.
We don't have a TV in the room, so.
Really?
No.
That's very mature of you.
Yeah, I don't know. Man, it's more of
that. Sounds like a wife decision?
Sounds like a broke boy decision.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, TVs are cheap nowadays.
It's yeah. Like, dude.
How many TVs do you have in the house?
You get a 32-inch TV for like $200.
With cable, one.
Yeah, but you could do the smart TV.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't do that. Just haven't done it.
So you're still a cable guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should probably go streaming route.
Well, what's my Astros options?
Direct TV stream.
Yeah, I might do that.
Or Fubo.
I think they're off Fubo, aren't they?
No.
Oh, no, they're on Fubo, yeah.
Yeah, so you could go either of those routes.
Yeah, I wish they were on YouTube TV.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Or if their app would have like the ability to DVR.
Yeah, that'll be a
good thing.
I'm going to be YouTube TV and then the Space City app once they do DVR. But until they do DVR, I'm not going to sign up for it.
Yeah, you probably need DirecTV Stream.
Probably.
DirecTV Stream's DVR app is or DVR process is very good.
But I like YouTube TV. I already have YouTube TV for Sunday Ticket, so I'd like just to have it full time. But the games that I need to watch aren't on there.
Keith from LA says no TV in the bedroom. Yeah, but how would we watch our Southern Charm in our summer house?
In the living room?
No, TV in the bedroom is great. I'm a huge TV in the bedroom guy. Does your wife let you watch sports in the bedroom?
We don't usually watch sports in there, but we do have a TV in there. If we're watching TV in the bedroom, it's something we both like.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, big games, she'll let me watch some TV in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Some sports in there. But it's usually that. Usually I'll be in the living room and then come in after the game is over. But on occasion, yeah, she'll let me. You know, it depends on, you know, you got to pick your battles. You got to pick your battles. All right. So, what's been your favorite thing in the World Cup?
That's not my favorite thing, but I learned that
about
they give.
About times they start.
I give.
Time zones.
They give red cards for covering your mouth.
Oh, yeah. It's a new thing.
I learned that.
They don't want you to hide what you're saying.
Yeah. I guess it's like a.
I kind of like it.
Like saying like racial comments?
Could be.
Is part of the reason, but they also don't apply it because I saw Algeria is saying that Messi did it and didn't get penalized for it. I think it's strange.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those point of emphasis things.
Yeah.
Like they added it, so hey, we're going to officiate it this way, do it. Goats get away with things, though.
Yeah.
When you're Lionel Messi's of the world, you get away with things.
The walk from Rice.
Oh, that was really cool.
Very cool. It was like 2.5 miles or whatever.
Really cool.
Crazy the amount of people were doing that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was neat. Have a 70-inch in the bedroom. I thought everyone had that. They should.
Brag.
I'm going to upgrade it Black Friday. Or is it getting a little outdated?
That's fair.
Getting a little slow.
Getting a nice big TV?
Yeah.
How big's the living room TV?
We have a frame, so it's not massive.
Okay.
Yeah, the wife wanted a frame because she like, I don't know. I don't know.
Aesthetics, room aesthetics or something?
Yeah. Feng shui, I guess. Yeah. I was like, I want a 70-inch. She's like, I want a frame. I was like, why? She's like, feng shui. And I was like, well, I got no comeback to that.
Like, okay.
You hit me with feng shui, I lose the battle. I lose the fight.
Yeah, there's really not
What's
an
the
argument.
Counter to feng shui?
There's really not.
The counter to feng shui is okay, sweetie.
Do people come over?
No, we don't have friends.
Well, then why? Then that's the counter argument.
I guess her parents come over.
Like, why do we need feng shui if no one's ever at the house?
That's I mean, a great point. How small is the frame?
Actually, she had some friends over a couple weeks ago. It's not small. It's probably like 48 inches maybe.
Oh, that's fine.
No, it's big enough. The picture on it's really nice too.
That's what truly matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what truly matters.
No one talks about the size of the TV. They talk about its personality.
Yeah.
Like you said, they're cheap as heck right now. They are cheap as heck. The TVs have gotten very, very cheap. I remember back in the day when they were so expensive.
And heavy.
Super heavy.
So heavy.
Now they're like, you get a 56 inch that takes, you can lift it.
Yeah.
You got
by yourself.
Enough of a wingspan, you can lift it.
Yeah. I don't have the wingspan usually, but.
Did I tell you my wife bought a china cabinet and she told me to go pick it up?
You did, yeah. Off the air, yeah.
She bought a china cabinet at some thrift store. Mm-hmm. And I went to, she's like, yeah, I should go pick it up. And I go to pick it up. This thing is like 10 feet wide, like 500 pounds. It's like, how did you expect me to pick it up? So, like, how did you expect me to load it? She's like, well, they have helpers. Like, no, they don't.
So what has happened to
They do have helpers, but they have it in a very tight window. Okay. It's from 4 to 5. And I went, it was like noon. Okay. So I went from 4 to 5 on Saturday, and they loaded it for me.
Okay.
I tried to tip them. Like, we can't take tips.
What?
Yeah. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to get a sandwich on the way home.
Okay, so then how did you get it out?
So I was able, I put like moving blankets underneath it. Okay. So then I kind of moved the blankets to the bed of the truck, and then I kind of tilted it ever so slightly,
okay. And
it kind of slid down, and I kind of, you know, used all my strength.
Yeah.
I was worried about my mommy's wrist though, but I gutted through it, and then I just kind of put it down nicely, and then I just pivot into
all the
garage.
Way to the house.
Not into the garage.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll move it. She doesn't even know she's going to use it.
That's tough.
She has no plan.
I was like, where are you going to use this? I asked her, I was like, where are you putting this? She's like, I don't know.
That's a
foul.
Like,
why'd you buy it?
That's tough, dude.
That's a foul. That's a red card.
She's like, well, I'll Facebook Marketplace it if it doesn't fit the feng shui. Full circle. All right, 713-780-3776. Enough about that. Junkie of the day. No, we're doing that later. Not even close.
Junkie?
We're an hour away from that.
I wish.
I don't know why I said that. I was tipping my cap as I said that.
I know you were.
I was actually, it was because I was reading this text. All right, tip of the cap. Who are you tipping a cap to? 713 from the sports weekend. Who are you tipping a cap to? 713-780-3776. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5. I tip my cap to the people over at Pro Dunk for making the highest quality basketball goals you'll ever find. Pro Dunk's been doing it since 1984. Been doing it longer than I've been alive. They got the tempered glass backboard for you, too, which gives you that true, sincere, authentic feel. Kind of the same thing that the pros use. Gives you that same feel. Breakaway rim, too, which is awesome because you can dunk, you can hang. It's going to keep you safe. Stainless steel hardware, rust-proof. That's must-have in Houston with our humidity. And it's height-adjustable, which is must-have for short kings. Anywhere from 5 to 10 feet in a matter of seconds, too. You can lower the goal to 5 feet, raise it all the way up to 10 feet. That's why that breakaway rim comes into play. You need to check out Thor. Thor is one of their awesome goals that they have. It has the lightning adjust feature. The lightning adjust feature, you just put the drill in the back of the goal, and it raises and lowers the goal for you. Anywhere from 5 to 10 feet in a matter of seconds. But they have all the goals. They got in-ground adjustable, portable, wall mount, roof mount. They can do it all at Pro Dunk. And their accessories, top-notch. LED light kits for night play, backstop nets, pull pad lettering, lots more too. Check out the website produnk.com to see everything they can offer, but they can also install for you too. That's a hook that I like because, like, none of us really like to do that stuff on our own. You get a big box delivered to your driveway, a million pieces to assemble. That's no fun. Let the pros at Pro Dunk professionally install your goal for you. They're going to get it at that perfect height. It's going to be perfectly level for you. So order now